A Reflection from Father Luis Sassano, Matthew 35 through Matthew 10, 1, 5a, 6, and 8. 1. Accessible. Jesus approaches people and makes himself accessible. It's this Jesus whom we have to show to others, the Jesus who comes to those who suffer. But the key to this is the word compassion. Compassion means to suffer with others, to suffer for others, and to suffer alongside others. Today, we live in a world of indifference. Nobody cares about anyone else, and they are indifferent to other people's suffering. In some places, neighbors do not even know one another because they never meet. Indifference kills relationships and gives way to terrible coldness. Some people have even gone to the extreme of rejoicing at the misfortunes of others. People are afraid to get involved. Many care only about themselves and their own family. We are losing our human values. 2. Heal and soothe. Jesus shows us that he gets involved in the life of others. He invites you as a missionary to do that, to be part of the lives of others, but not to gossip. Someone who is a gossip is interested in what happens to others so as to give his opinion and tell everyone about it. But Jesus' proposal is different. He proposes getting involved in order to heal and comfort. You can give someone a helping hand. Ask yourself, do I get involved to gossip or to help and heal? 3. Missionaries. We are called to look for the lost sheep. Today, it seems to me that instead of going out to look for the one sheep who is lost, leaving the 99, we must go out to look for the 99 and stop worrying so much about only the one. There are more people lost than found nowadays. Let's move out of our comfort zone as Christians. Remember that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are pilgrims on our journey to heaven. There are many sad and resentful people out there who need to hear about the joy of the gospel. We need to show them that there is hope, that life is beautiful, that we can change beyond the sin committed, and that we only have one life to live. God needs us to be an example of Jesus' love for others. We are called to be a church committed to healing others. Go out and approach those in need, to heal, not to gossip. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.